and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
At the latest count, 29.1 million Americans have diabetes, and that's almost 1 in 10. However, an additional, listen to this number, 89 million are pre-diabetic. Oh my gosh, we clearly have a diabetes problem in this country. Well, today's guest, Sarah Williams-Kern, is co-founder of Leaf and Love, and she heard something that rocked her world. It's about her toddler daughter. She was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Boy, that would rock my world. Welcome to our Family Food Kitchen, Sarah. We're so happy to have you hear us. What did you do the day you received that news?
Gosh, what did I do? My daughter was having kind of typical symptoms of type 1 diabetes, frequent thirst, urination. And I took her to the pediatrician who initially thought that she did not have type 1. I requested additional testing, and it turned out she did. So we were taken by ambulance to the Children's Hospital in Oakland, California, spent 3 days there. And really, I was pretty much in shock for the first 3 days.
Yeah. That would be totally, I can't even imagine. Thank heavens. Now, the take home from this is insist. Don't just take one doctor's response. If you have a gut
feeling,
push for that. Continued. And then to be thrown into but having to go in an ambulance, it must have just completely, just, I can't even imagine. But you made it through. So did anybody
in your
family?
We made it through, yeah.
Yeah.
I found out. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You found out what?
I found out that my great uncle had type 1 diabetes, but this was back in the 1920s, just as insulin was being discovered.
Wow.
And he actually passed away at the age of 13 because they lived in rural Montana. And I think they, you know, their lack of health care and access to insulin and, you know, it was just being discovered at that time. So that's the only connection that we have with type 1. And we have no type 2 in our family either.
Wow. So I bet as a mother, when you first heard that the first thing you thought is, what did I do wrong? Was it something I did? Did I give my child?
Well, I mean, I think there's so much confusion about type 1 and type 2.
Yes.
So a lot of people were saying, how did this happen to you? You know, you feed your children the most healthy organic food. You never let them have candy at the birthday parties, and then your daughter still gets diabetes. And so it's kind of been a talking point for me with, you know, friends and acquaintances that I meet that really type 1 is different from type 2, and it's an autoimmune disease. And I sort of had to let go of this feeling of guilt that perhaps I had done something when the reality is I hadn't, you know, it's an autoimmune disease.
You know, guilt is a byproduct of being a mom. So good for you for handling it so well, because we all have to handle it. That's a biggie. All right. So what steps did you take to turn your life back to normalcy, especially for your daughter?
Gosh, that's a good question. I mean, I think getting back into our home after her diagnosis, we had some friends who had an amazing welcome home party for her, which I think was great. Really getting back into our just normal routine. It was really challenging at first because we had, to be giving her insulin shots, which was something totally new to us. But I think just trying to normalize things, and one of those things was finding food that was, you know, low glycemic and healthy for her, but still delicious. Because I wanted to, you know, allow her to indulge in the delicious things kids do, but at the same time, I didn't want to jeopardize her health by doing that.
Yeah. And did you find that you had to feed her differently from the whole family, or did you take the whole family approach? We're all in this together.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, we took the approach that our whole family eats this way now. And actually, it really is the kind of silver lining for me, as I have learned so much about health and nutrition since my daughter was diagnosed. Again, you know, not that type 1 was caused by how we were eating. And in fact, we had a, you know, very healthy diet, all things considered.
Correct.
But It has really opened my eyes to all of the packaged and processed foods and sugar and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's something we all have to deal with. And I'm hoping the takeaway for everybody here, another takeaway, is that processed food is just a problem. It just creates problems.
It really is a problem. And yeah. I really didn't realize how much sugar, even in the, organic waffles and all of this stuff that I was buying and I thought was healthy, I actually realized, oh my gosh, this stuff is just packed with sugar.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. I often shock people when I talk about how much sugar is in yogurt, because I'll tell them that little yogurt you gave your kid is the same as a can of Coke. And they just have this blank face. They stare at me. And I was like, I'm sorry to tell you, but, it is. So yogurt is a huge one on my list. But you're right. So many foods like ketchup, different things that you don't even know
everything
have so much added sugar all of a sudden. So, But tell us about a little bit about.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask about how you looking at packages made you wanting to create your own product for kids like yours and others.
Exactly. Yeah, because there really was nothing out there, designed for children that was organic and had no sugar. And so I really felt, and my business partner Amy and I had been good friends since we were children ourselves. And she was so supportive of me and realized, this is something that all kids need, not just kids with type 1, but all kids really need to be cutting out the sugar. And one way we can do that is, with the beverages, really. And we have such a broad acceptance of our lemonade because obviously kind of our first adopters were the type 1 community, but now we have so many naturally minded, health-minded parents who are so excited about Leaf and Love.
Well, explain what Leaf and Love is. We haven't gotten there. We just heard lemonade. Yeah. My ears perked up because I love lemonade, but never drink it because it's too high in sugar. So help me out.
Right. Sure. So basically after Allie Lou was diagnosed, I was trying to find something that she could drink that was tasty but not full of sugar, especially because beverages are so hard to match with injected insulin. They really have different timings to them, whereas food takes longer to digest. So I started making this organic sugar-free lemonade in my kitchen just with fresh lemons and organic stevia, and it was delicious, and my daughter loved it, and all her friends loved it, and then Amy came over, like I said, my business partner, and she was like, this is fantastic, and her son, Julian, who does not have type 1, loved it, and so she said, you know what, this should be available to everybody, so that's when we kind of pulled up our sleeves and started getting to work.
And,
so zero sugar, it's only... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Details.
We're having a little blip here. Go ahead and explain what the sweet content is in lemonade.
Sure. Yeah, so I was going to say it's sweetened with organic stevia leaf. It's USDA organic. It has 0 grams of sugar in it. It has 5 calories and just 2 carbohydrates, which is incredible for a child with type 1 because, you virtually don't have to give insulin for it. I mean, some people may if you're serving it with a meal. But it's a great option to have, especially when a child has a high blood sugar because you want to hydrate them and sometimes they'll refuse water. And so this is a great way to hydrate.
Absolutely. And we're so glad that you and Amy had the same idea about making this available to everybody, because like you said, it's not just for the child with diabetes. My children don't have it, and we're very blessed, but we still use it because drinks with sugar is the number one. It's heading, the top of the list of what is really the problem in our country with obesity, with type 2 diabetes.
Absolutely.
So being able to eliminate sugar from drinks, but still allow them to have the fun of a juice box type of thing, something you can pack in a lunchbox, something you can take in a picnic. I mean, it's phenomenal, and it is delicious. I want everybody to try some, and if you want to try some, go to www.leafandlove.com, and I just love that name, leafandlove.com, and you will see Sarah's story on there and also where to find it, so you can buy some today and try it. Thank you for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Make sure to come back on RadioMD.com. Eat well and stay well.